This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Leroy here with you. Final hour of the show here on a Friday. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Miami Heat, they had their win streak snapped yesterday, 110-108 at the buzzer.
Gut-wrenching.
Oof.
Tobin's fault.
Stop.
Wow.
Sorry, I had to sneeze. Don't be afraid for any of you others to talk.
I was nervous.
Four of you. While I'm just sitting here, you're all watching me struggle to keep it in this schnoz. You're all just like, you're all frozen like the Heat's defense on Kalel yesterday. Should we help them?
I know what I was thinking.
I was scared.
Wait for it.
You're a
bastard. For it.
I'm glad you made that hockey mistake yesterday.
I know.
That was a good one.
I know.
I mean, people were concerned.
You need more than a tissue.
Wow. Do you need a towel?
Yeah, you need a beach towel.
I was using a paper towel.
Okay.
Wider area.
Quicker, bigger, upper.
Ja Morant was also fined $75,000 for having his guns out.
Should have been more.
You wanted him fined more?
Nah. Do you think if he switched the weapon up, do you think it's the weapon? For example, what if he came out and he's like, on God, nah. Then I think, no fine, right? I think
they didn't fine Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi?
Chi-Chi Rodriguez.
Chi-Chi Rodriguez.
Oh, okay. I was like.
He did the sword with his putter.
Look at that. And then if he does bow and arrow, I think bow and arrow is probably okay.
Yeah, like when Alex Pejeda is about to walk to the ring and he shoots his opponent with an arrow.
Yeah.
Is that not as dangerous as Ja Morant bringing out his finger guns?
Yeah.
Why do we think that? Like, I got to be honest with you. I'm serious about this. I'm not doing this. I am not saying this because I want Ja Morant on the Heat, though I would not be opposed to it. So I'm not like laying the groundwork to be Mr. Ja Morant. I just want to be clear here. Okay. He called Colella a pigeon. He can go to hell. For all I care, okay? You don't call the warehouse a pigeon, okay? If anything,
pigeons are where they hang out at the warehouse.
The warehouse yesterday was fantastic. You got lucky and you cheated, okay? But separate of that, I understand where people can say, "Hey, Tobes, can't he just be mature and not do the finger guns based on the fact that he got suspended for guns on Instagram?" And I get you. But also, why are we offended by this? Like, who cares?
Hey, have you been paying attention to the world?
But like, it's only him. Nobody else is getting suspended for this, yeah? Like, I know Buddy Hield got warned, and Buddy Hield probably was doing it to make fun of Ja Morant because he's obsessed with guns.
But here's the problem. You have to be aware of the circumstances in which you have lived the last couple years and know why it's ill-advised.
But it's not.
If Ja had not been suspended for having a gun on Instagram, then maybe it wouldn't be that big of a deal now.
But it's not a big deal now. Like, people want to make it a big deal. And honestly, but they, you know, people talk about like the coverage of the NBA and all that stuff. It had nothing to do with nothing yesterday.
How about this one? I mean, other than line, time and place.
TMP?
Yes.
I get it. You just got warned.
What you've been through, that's not what you want to do.
Was it mature?
TV.
Was it mature the day you got warned to go double middle finger? Because he might as well have just given Adam Silver double middle fingers. But also, I would be like, really? Like, is this a big deal? Me going like, very, very quiet. I'm hunting pigeons. Like, who cares? So stupid. Got bigger things to worry about. You were harder on John Morant than you were on Jimmy Butler for faking injuries and illness. John Morant can go and parade and do charades on the court. Oh. Jimmy Butler can actively take one-legged threes and tank his own team's performance. You're like, meh, oh well, trade him.
Didn't he do it to his bench this time too? I believe like it wasn't even directed at an opponent.
He was doing it to his bench. Who cares?
I said, somebody's trying to hire Jay Fig. Hey, Jay Fig, some days ago, I got either an owl or a pigeon that hangs out in my chimney. Can you handle him for me?
I'll scare him off for you.
She's coming. Watch out. Ooh.
What if he switched it?
Somebody was making fun of me using my peripherals yesterday when we were walking back.
I wasn't making fun of you.
No,
I was just like,
no, not you. No. Not you, somebody earlier. I just caught him like from the side. That's what we do. Head on a swivel.
What if he switched it to a mace? Like one of those that's on a chain? No one even know. It'll look like a lasso. Or a shiv.
And
he shoots a three.
A shiv.
That's
a shiv.
Yeah, you know, just it looks like it's homemade for sure. You've been working on this for the past couple months.
What if somebody went with ninja stars?
Wait, somebody said Ron Artest jumped to the stands and punched random people. He just had to change his name to World Peace.
That's it.
He also got suspended for like half the year.
What if Ja told him it was a Nerf gun?
Ah, look at that.
Nerf gun, boxed in.
Still gun.
So stupid.
Listen, it is stupid, okay? But not for him based on his history with the whole issue.
If you serve a punishment and you served it already, he got fined. He got suspended 25 games. For not illegally owning a gun, having a gun on Instagram. I know there was a whole thing in Indiana where, like, the players felt threatened or whatever. Okay. But then he got suspended because this kept being a thing. He got suspended. So, like, this isn't a drug test. He's not, like, there's not a protocol for, Ja, you can never do anything with guns again.
But the problem is how does that look when you just got suspended for guns and your go-to move is the finger guns?
If you know somebody likes attention, which Ja does, he's very immature. Okay? The way, it's like these people aren't parents, okay? You want to know how to trick your kids, because kids are stupid. You want to know how to trick your kids if they think something I'm being a rebel. You just like, you downplay it. All right, when things are really dangerous, okay, you got to pull in. But like, if you act like something is a bigger deal than it is, they'll want to.
We can do that. Everybody on planet Earth who spends their days trolling the internet looking for reasons to act a fool cannot. So the league probably did something, not because they thought it was a threat, but because of how it looks, the appearance of Ja Morant, who got suspended for flashing guns on Instagram, his go-to move is finger guns. That's why.
But his fingers cannot shoot bullets.
Supposedly. Imagine this, Ja Morant 3. I just like it better. It's just so cool.
So like that's a multiple. Like you have a shiv there. That's like a multiple
for sure. You know, and it's like really close quarters. You know, you never know. What if he gets? It could be worse. He's not even aiming at the opponents. What if he shot a three and put his opponent in a Kimura? Now we got violence on the court. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but I think he should.
Like battle? Can somebody go battle axe?
Ooh. Hmm.
Like if somebody did the Chop Robinson, like should Chop Robinson be suspended?
Come on. That's dangerous.
He's not chopping wood.
Yeah.
That's a battle axe.
For sure. Chopping up quarterbacks. They love quarterbacks.
Yeah, but
like Leroy
even
said,
if he means something else, we can lie and say he's chopping wood.
Hmm. What about a lightsaber? Maybe.
There's no mistaking what Ja was doing.
Ja could just be at the range.
Still got a gun.
They're not illegal.
You know what? I like that one more.
Right there. Like, Ja Morant, 3-point.
Was that a lightsaber?
Yeah, see? He gets it.
Yeah, but nobody can hear. Unless he's mic'd up, no one's going
to
get it.
For sure. We need Mike Biamonte to run down to the court with his microphone and then potentially...
What if somebody what if somebody did the fishing lure, like, you know?
Oh,
is that offensive to fish?
PETA's gonna call.
They're gonna scare the fish.
Oh my god, why do you do this?
That's good.
Why we have a conversation about something
spearfishing
and you go straight Looney Tunes?
Because this is Looney Tunes. He's playing charades and it's, we're like
again. There's so many things in sports that we've had conversations about that you have complained about if you have said the reason why they do it is optics. The last argument we had about this was, why the hell did they sit Tua for 6 weeks? They didn't have to. He wasn't going to be hurt that long. You go, optics, right? That's in the same situation. Ja Morant doing finger guns with what he's been through and what the league has fined and suspended him for is not a good look.
But the counter on why it's not a parallel, even if it is optics, is at least Tua's brain is resting. Like there is going to be a benefit, whether it was over benefit or not. Mm-hmm. Like there's no doubt that Tua not playing football would be good for his brain for those weeks. Ja Morant pointing finger guns doesn't hurt anybody because, again, guys,
the image, it
hurts the image for people who want to obsess about stupid stuff instead of him hitting a game winner.
Okay. But I can find, here's the thing. It's sports. I can find a topic or there'll be a topic that comes up where you're going to feel irate about it. And I'm going to think it's no big deal.
I'm irate about him cheating last night. Not finger guns. He cheated. Why isn't anybody upset about this? He's a cheat. He forearm shivered and traveled on the game winner. And nobody's talking about it. All anybody's talking about is he went pew pew and pew 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 pew. No, he forearm shivered and then referred to my big man as a pigeon. And I didn't know what that meant. Because I'm very intangibles, and I was too scared to ask anybody in the locker room what it was, and I texted you guys, and nobody answered me except for Marcos with an Urban Dictionary thing, and this is what we're all focused on and should be focused on, rather than him going pew pew pew.
Can I just say that the funny part about this is, and I texted you guys. Let's just say, of the four of us, there's probably only one of us that have heard the term before.
You never answered me.
So you threw this up to Jay Fig and Marcos. I find to be hilarious.
Well, Jay Fig was pretty busy, so I didn't see that till this morning.
No, well, because when Jay Fig just hears pigeon, she goes, Target?
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
What if he does telekinesis? Ja Morant for three.
Dude,
that'd be good. Can't find that.
What are you, Vegas?
I do
everything has to be like a show.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of Ja going to ancient weaponry.
That's right. The mace on the chain.
No, looks like he's a rodeoer. Looks like he's a cowboy. Can't do that one.
I think I'm sticking with telekinesis then. He shoots a three.
Take a break. Back after this.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy, tell the people what's coming up at LIV this weekend. If you're a golf fan and you want to go have some fun and you want a concert and a carnival mixed in with some of the best golfers in the world, where should they go?
So you can go to Doral, Trump National. You know how big that golf course is. It's this weekend, today through Sunday. You know they're doing it big. We got John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, DJ, Sergio Garcia, Phil Mickelson. Listen, major championship winner, so you're going to see quality golf. They got huge DJ sets. All day, there's music out there. I don't know how these guys do it, but every time we go out there, there's abundance of music playing. There's epic street food. Scott Punk, legend Sublime headlining tomorrow night on a massive stage, I might add. Grab your tickets at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
All right, let's get to 15 minutes of heat here, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia deal in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. We'll hear more about Liv coming up with our boy Arlo White, voice of Liv, here in just a few minutes. But the Heat, they lose last night. Their win streak ends at six, losing at the buzzer, 110-108 to John Morant. But I did think overall, boots on the ground last night, great game. Tyler Hero, this kid's on a heater right now. I mean, just absolutely killing it for the Miami Heat. That third quarter that he had, I mean, 19 points alone just to go back and forth. Him and Ja was a fun battle yesterday.
Yep.
And you know, I like a lot of what the team is bringing to the table. Davion Mitchell and Pella Larsen being fused. I feel like it's brought a lot of that energy. Slow-mo too. A lot of that energy of grittiness and getting after guys and just being a pain in the ass team to play. Man, I mean, like that's such a Spo staple for his team. And it just felt like this team was becoming so easy to push over and I like the idea that they're standing their ground now. They're digging in. They're making it ugly on teams. And, you know, I think turning that into easier offense for them. I think it's been a big recipe in all of this. So that's been great to see. And I really think that for Heat fans, you know, watching the way Davion's playing, man, he is fun.
He's all over the place. And you know what else I like? He gets that rebound. He's gone.
Yep.
We so ain't fast. Walking it up the floor.
Very fast and fun.
Now, it did suck that he would go up the court one way and then Ja would come back the other way and get an easy layup the other way. That did drive me a little bit crazy.
Well, it happens. He's very fast, Ja Morant.
I know.
He's very fast. Bam Adebayo, by the way, yesterday. I mean, did he want to put the work on Jaren Jackson or what, starting out with the 9-0 run?
I think that the two of them going at it with the way their games have expanded the last couple of years was fun. There were a lot of times where they weren't guarding each other, though,
mm-hmm.
because I think they put – Bam is responsible for more positions than Jaren Jackson.
Do you want to know why they weren't guarding each other anymore after a while?
Why?
Because Jaren Jackson was being a coward.
No. Also, didn't he get in foul trouble?
He always gets in foul trouble. Oh, it's like his thing.
Hey, him and I think I want to say,
and he gets ridiculous fouls too. Like really
him and Dunks should go to like a support group. Hi, I'm Jared Jackson. I'm a fouler. Hi, Jared. Right. He said, "Hi, I'm Duncan Robinson, and I'm known for 2 for 2 for 2, 2 threes, 2 minutes, 2 fouls." Hi, Duncan.
By the way, do you remember we asked Bam Adebayo before the year if he would get up 200 3-point attempts, and you thought I was being greedy. You thought I was being a greedy pig. 205 for the season.
How many has he made?
70.
80? 70.
70.
All right. I like it. He'll get better at it.
I think I noticed something yesterday. I'm no basketball savant, but I think I noticed something yesterday. Because his shooting has...
Silly Sauce said, "Hi, I'm Duncan, and it's been 30 seconds since my last foul."
That's the point.
Point for Twitcher.
Oh, my goodness.
I think, I may be crazy here. Maybe it's seeing things, right? Boots on the ground.
Right.
But I think Bam Adebayo has gone wider base on the three-point shot. And it's Bam.
Well, I just think it's one of those situations where if he's planted, he can get his feet like he want them. You know what I mean? Tyler doesn't have that luxury for us to be looking at how he has his feet positioned, because a lot of times he's coming around the screen. Same thing with Dunks.
I know. But those guys have always been good shooters. I think he's done something with his base, and it's working. I was like, something's different here. I was like, boots on the ground. Something's different. What?
I'm interested to know now.
It doesn't sound right.
What?
What do you mean?
Come on. I hear it all the time. He widened his base.
It sounds weird. He widened his base.
Yeah. I think he widened his base.
You got. Sometimes you gotta widen your base.
I think something happened.
Yeah, no, that's right.
No.
Sometimes it's wrong, Leroy. You gotta smack that hip like that. You ever heard someone do that?
He added a little Kyle Lowry to his base.
Yes. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I'm just telling you. I think I saw something.
I mean, you know who else does that, though? Hmm? When Davion shoots a three, boy, he gets low and he's wide.
Oh, he's.
Yeah.
I'm just smacking my hip.
Please stop.
Why did that the base?
The greatest pit bull we've had since the pit bull.
Can I just say this?
Hmm?
I would be a little more terrified if Davion Mitchell was guarding me versus actual Pitbull.
Hmm.
5'3", dude. I'm dunking on him.
Dale on Mitchell.
I'm backing him down. He's getting cheeks all up in his face.
Got to widen that base, Leroy. It's all the
truth. I think he widened his base.
Hey, widen that base, baby.
With a wide base. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm not positive about it because I haven't done like
it sounds ridiculous.
No, I haven't done the film.
I'm telling you, it sounds ridiculous.
Because
here's the other thing. Some guys have a wider base when they're planted for like catching shoots.
Yeah.
So him just standing in the corner and then getting the ball.
But most of his shot, most of the time he is gonna be catch and shoot. Like he's gonna pull up. Like and people are still giving him space. Like he's not gonna be flying off the screens like Tyler is. You know, like
that's all we need. That'll be the day we all break our TVs if Bam comes around a screen and does a fadeaway three.
Yeah,
what? We're like,
Silly Sauce says, Tobin, dive into the film this weekend. Let us know what you find.
Yeah.
I think I might.
He's not going to find it.
Oh, I got to find it.
First of all, come on. Understand this. I have watched football games with this man. He has the attention span of a cocker spaniel, right? I'll break something down to him, and he'll go, "Ooh, look, a fly!" Like he's not gonna watch film.
I think I might watch film.
No, you won't.
Got to break down the base.
We watch game film, and it literally takes for 50 plays, 60 plays, 70 plays. It will literally take 2.5-3 hours. With how many times you go back and pick the play apart.
So should I just ask him? Should I just go be like, hey?
Yeah. What's up with the base?
Why'd you base?
Yeah.
Should I just ask him? Or is that a weird question?
I think he would look at you crazy because sometimes the question could make you look ridiculous.
No. In real basketball, it's all about the base.
Yes, dude. Hey, we're past that. I'm like,
no trouble.
I said one time in a presser, I said, there are no stupid questions. Just stupid people who ask stupid questions. Right? Well,
I didn't ask what a pigeon was last night in the press.
Oh, see? How can you have restraint for that? But then you go say, hey, bam, why net base, huh? Right?
Like you. Fine. Don't ask him. Ask his trainer.
Bade South says,
embarrassing the show.
Megan.
Tobin's going to get in Bam's head and mess him up. Yeah, I don't want to. I mean, he's on a heater right now. I don't want to mess him up.
Then the next time he shoots threes, his feet are going to be this far apart because he's like, oh, base was too far, too wide. Come on, don't do it. Leave him alone.
That's trouble.
Every time.
Fair enough.
The last time you were on the regular with somebody, he went through some stuff. Mm. And that was Sergey. We had to ban you for all the pandemic.
I don't believe that I was his jinx. And we held a cup. So.
Yeah, true.
Curse after we banned you.
I don't believe that. A man after who's not a jinx. He's all class.
Ah, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Arlo White, voice of Live Live.
Live Live.
He joins us next.